Merry Christmas to you. Great to see you all here this morning. We're so grateful that you've chosen to spend part of your Christmas morning here with us as we remember and celebrate the birth of Jesus. Though Jesus was born 2,000 years ago, his love is still proceeding into the world today and will never stop. So we're glad that you're here this morning to celebrate that love of Christ on this special day. Anyone open Christmas gifts already this morning? Few of you? Okay. Well, if you received a drone, please refrain from flying it around the worship center during the service or after the service for that matter. Now, kids, did any of your parents make you wait to open presents until after church today? Anybody? A few? Okay, I see a few hands. Bless you. Bless you. You're not going to hear a word that I say, probably, but I totally get your pain. That would have been me growing up. My parents would have said something really spiritual, like, we need to go to church and worship God's true gift before we open our gifts around the tree, or something like that, you know. So I really do feel your pain. Even on the Christmases that didn't fall on Sunday growing up, my parents would make my sister and me wait to open presents until after we had all prepared a family meal together. And so a lot of times it was like noon or later before we finally got around to opening presents. So just sheer torture. But here's my blessing to you this morning if you haven't opened presents yet. May your patience in opening the gifts make the opening of those gifts all the more joyous. So that's my blessing to you if you have not opened your presents yet this morning. I actually do want to talk about waiting, though, today, because I think in more ways than one, we probably find ourselves in seasons of waiting today, whether it's waiting to open presents or waiting for the turn of a new year just around the corner or waiting for season 4 of Sherlock. Anybody? Woo! Week from today, excited about that. Or I know that we're waiting personally for any number of things. It could be hearing back from the college that you applied to, waiting to get better physically or emotionally or mentally, waiting to get married, waiting to get a new job or a promotion. Congregationally, we're kind of in a season of waiting right now as, with God's help, we search for a lead minister. As the universal church, we are awaiting the coming.